family and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Actually, we have a couple. We're celebrating innovative thinking today, and our first involves a weight loss program for cats.
What?
Yes, I hope Rosie's listening.
I've seen some fat cats before.
Well, this one is a 30-pounder in Indiana. His name is Thicken Nugget.
I love it.
Cat people,
that's a great name.
Yeah. Slimming down using an exercise regimen usually reserved for dogs, a place called the Canine Aquatic Center is helping him swim his way thin. In 7 weeks, he's lost 5 pounds.
Huh, I didn't know cats swim. I know dogs.
I guess only when they have to. Mm. I had one that was climbing up the shower curtain, and the weight took it to the other side, and it fell in. I never saw legs move so fast in my life. You'd think it had been dropped in a steaming bed of volcanic lava. Literally ran around the shower wall sideways, on the side of the wall. It was the most unbelievable thing. Here is Laura Novak with the Canine Aquatic Center talking about this fat cat swimming.
He tries to protest at first, but he swims so well, and he gets out and just walks around like he owns the place, so I think he actually kind of likes it deep down.
You know, if you read my April Magazine column in Boom, that it's called Influenza. And it addresses the fact that all you need is a phone and a TikTok account to become an influencer these days. Well, there's something going around TikTok called April Theory.
Okay.
You also need to get a brand to, you know,
true,
let you influence their
Ish.
Stuff.
After a woman's video about it went wrong. This is, see if this motivates you.
April Theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I've felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are going to get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
April Theory.
Yeah. There's really nothing there that I couldn't have gotten in a casual conversation at Food Outlet in the canned goods section. But it's a thing, and my job is not to judge. My job is to bring you the thing. And then it's a week now since the eclipse, a memorable event. Mm-hmm. In 1978, New York teacher Patrick Moriarty taught his junior high school class about eclipses. When the class realized the 2024 eclipse would be visible in their town of Rochester, Moriarty joked that the class would get together on that one. As the date approached, the teacher set up a Facebook group to make his 50-year-old joke come true. On April 8th, students from all over the country came back to eat pizza and view the natural event as a class.
Nice.
For those who needed a refresher, Moriarty covered the science behind the eclipse an hour before it happened.
Yeah.
One student said, "This has to be the longest homework assignment ever." I like that story.
That's nice.
That is really, really
hard
cool.
To very
believe.
Nice.
Hard to believe it was just last Monday.
Now, in 20 years, you're all invited to join me for the next one, which will put us into total eclipse territory, right?
It will, yeah. It'll be very close. If it's not around, here, you're just going to have to drive. You know, yeah. For us,
minute,
not very far at all.
I'm going to pull up the map. It's in 2044.
Yeah.
Eclipse path. Because I think that one is in the northwest.
In fact, I saw somebody created a map to show you all the totality paths that are going to be happening over like the next 40 of these things.
We kind of know when these things are going to happen. It's pretty amazing.
It is. We actually figured a lot of this stuff out before we had indoor plumbing.
I mean, you say that, but it goes further back than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, the Mayans. And all of the, they were able to predict.
There wasn't much to do but study the heavens.
Eclipses. And we're waiting.
Cool thing last week. A smiling moon in the sky at sunset. Big white smile.
Yeah.
Looked like the moon had brushed with gleam.
Gleam.
The next morning, the moonrise, it's a frown upside down. Because as the planet turns.
Oh, yeah.
The shadow goes upside down. I'll bet you didn't know that. We try to bring you things that...
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
All right. Let me let you know that this segment, with all its brilliance, is brought to you by Applied Security. Mark and Vicky, local. Local is always better. They're a phone call away at 279-8338. They provide businesses and homes. They monitor properties, whatever your need happens to be, with simple, easy-to-operate systems that save you money on monthly monitoring, starting under $30. So you can get a great security system for home, business, or property and save on the monthly monitoring at the same time. Their number is 279-8338. They are ardent supporters of our message here on News Talk. I know you'll take that into consideration when choosing a security company. 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276.
It is true that there's one in 2044 that is a total eclipse, but that's not ours. Ours is 2045 here in Alabama.
Really?
Alabama is right in the path of totality. 2045 for us, but the other one is in the Pacific Northwest in 2044.
My error, but I only missed by one.
But the 2045 one that you said is of Alabama, it does come through very close to Montgomery.
Yes, it does. In fact, I'm going to pull up the map here.
We may as well cover this. Coming up next hour, we're going to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Ooh, nice.
And give away a Steve Bistro gift card. And we also have our morning... Look at this. How much stupid there was in the news over the weekend.
You still got those tax facts over there, I guess. I don't know if those are...
Oh, yeah, I got the tax facts. We could do that.
Tax facts.
That could be...
I mean, they're not fun.
That could just be drive... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's tax.
Drive along, play along in the car kind of thing.
Yeah.
We could do that. All right, we have about five or six of those left.
I meant to say we may have a special guest with us on Friday.
Oh,
just for the random facts segment, our winner, Gina.
Oh,
Her granddaughter wants to meet me. She's 5 years old. Because everybody she loves the Did You... Well, they call them the Did You... We call them Random Facts, but everybody else calls them the Did You Knows.
Yeah,
and so
right.
they want to. She wants to do that, and I said, well, you know, we could bring her in if she's off school that morning.
Absolutely,
bring her in here. She could just do random facts with us. So we might have a guest on Friday morning.
How do you like everybody? Facts. Jay is her favorite facts-a-potamus.
I know. Who's our Titanic guy?
Riley.
And this is the date.
This is it. Yeah, I'm sure he's celebrating. I don't know.
8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Traffic Dungeon. SRN News coming up.
We still have a couple of accident sites that the authorities are working. First of all, 3900 block Norman Bridge. That's right before East Boulevard. Got a three-vehicle accident there. Some injuries involved in that one. And on I-85 southbound into Montgomery, just before Chantilly Parkway, we had a big accident. The vehicles are against the center divider. Right lane only open to traffic. We got a big line of cars trying to get by that one into Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully, busy everywhere else. Trenum State will host on-campus registration April 17th at Patterson Campus, April 18th at Trenum Campus from 8 to 6. Staff will be on hand to assist you enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hey there, folks. I'm Hannah Grantham.
And I'm Eddie Bader. Exciting news.
we've joined Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
That's right. And with over 16 years of combined experience from Eddie and I,
you're guaranteed to receive some of the finest real estate knowledge in the Tri-County area.
So why wait? Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or reach out to me, Eddie, at 334-322-0662. Let's get you moving.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
It's April 15th, the greatest day ever. On the 15th of April, 1924, Rand McNally published its very first road atlas. For the youngsters out there, a road atlas is like Waze in book form that doesn't warn you every 5 seconds, caution, vehicle stopped on shoulder ahead. Have a great April 15th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's war cabinet is mulling a response to Iran's massive missile and drone attack over the weekend. Most of the hundreds of drones and missiles were shot from the sky by Israel and its international partners, including the U.S. The Biden administration has already said the U.S. will not participate in an Israeli strike on Iran should the Israelis choose to launch a counterattack. First ever criminal trial of an ex-U.S. president, that of former President Trump, gets underway today in Manhattan with jury selection. One was a Syracuse, New York police officer, the other an Onondaga County sheriff deputy. They were fatally shot last night during an exchange of gunfire with a gunman who was also shot and killed. It happened at a home in a Syracuse suburb in the town of Salina. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 224 points higher. NASDAQ futures off 119 points. More details at srnnews.com.
It's hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it. And some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Sheltered in a Swiss account, looking for some big deductions, claim an extra kid or two, make up numbers, jot them down now. Yep, I think I'm gonna just cheat on it.
Playing the greatest tax day hits of all time on News Talk. Like this one from 2015. Goodbye to everyone. Are doing tax day specials. For example, Krispy Kreme, they're getting the most press for their buy one, get one dozen deal. buy a dozen donuts at full price and get a second dozen for just the sales tax.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of calories involved there.
No matter the state, that's 90% off. No, I won't be participating in that. Let's see. Grubhub has a deal today. Hey, if only Hooters hadn't left town, we could go there and get 10 wings. Buy 10, get one 10 free. And we don't have a White Castle here either. 15% off for April 15th if you used WC15OFF. Crystal, though, has a buy one, get one slider deal with the code BOGOCRYSTAL. So there's some tax day savings for you.
I wish we did have a White Castle nearby. But, you know.
And be out at the bar. And White Castle was the last food place open, so if you were, like, really getting starving. Well, actually, that's not true. There was a Jack in the Box, too. But
I remember Big Boy?
Yes.
Was it Bob?
Bob's Big Boy, Bob, yeah. Yeah, one of those in Indiana. I just had a thing, like, if I was just a little buzzed, it just, I couldn't talk to that clown with a straight face.
That was the forerunner to the Big Mac, though, that burger.
It was. You're absolutely right. 60 minutes after 8 o'clock, we'll have a very educational film on tax day right after the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
A nice day today, and if you liked the weekend, you're just going to love today. What a great way to start the week. Already we're up to about 60. We're headed to a high in the middle 80s. So a nice day today, mostly sunny and warm. Partly cloudy, mild tonight. Overnight low 58. Mid 80s again tomorrow with limited sunshine. Mostly cloudy, 83 Wednesday. I've got us dry, but there is a weakening front arriving, and there could be a couple of showers up north of us. But I think we'll stay dry. 86 Thursday, good bit of sun. Widely scattered showers returning Friday and Saturday. Better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. Right now this morning, it is, 60 degrees and mostly sunny here at 817.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, kids today get most of their information, their educational film, so to speak, on DVD. Or in some type of digital arrangement. But a lot of us went through the... when you're a freshman in high school, the only thing they'd let you do is be on the AV team.
Yeah. Well, junior high, I was at AV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one of those old Britannica films on the history of taxes. Did you get the lights?
Okay, sure.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Taxation. Taxes comes from the Greek word taxabontius, which translated means blood from a stone. Taxes began in ancient Greece during the Golden Age. Thus began the Bronze Age, as ancient Greeks were taxed up the assets were often sold to pay back taxes rather than be in arrears. In medieval times, taxes were paid with goats, sheep, and the occasional chicken. Those unable to pay became eunuch. Today, taxes, also known as duty, are everywhere. The food we eat, the beer we drink, and the gas we have in our car. Meet George Bush, president of many faces. During his campaign for president, Americans thought he had promised no new taxes. Right, George?
No. New tax.
Oh, perhaps we misread your lips. So remember, taxes are your responsibility. File now or file later. And so concludes the history of taxation.
You remember they used to tell you every year, all the news reports, this particular... post office is open till midnight, and this one is, and it used to be a traffic
jam. It used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Jay's going to talk about Heirloom Jewelers, and when we come back, we will start taking calls. We'll play the scenario for Little Kid or Drunk
Adult. They're fantastic.
We'll give away the Seafood Bistro gift card.
All right. So stand by the phone. Remember how this works. We get one caller who plays.
Yes.
And the other caller, if we get a second caller, is an automatic winner if the first caller is wrong.
Exactly.
Easiest contest on the planet.
Really is. Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery is a one-of-a-kind jewelry store selling one-of-a-kind jewelry. That is because the jewelry is antique. I say antique, but it's heirloom pieces. It goes back hundreds of years when they didn't mass-produce jewelry. They were making it by hand, each piece, basically to order, depending on what you wanted there. And so that would pass down from generation after generation. You likely have some pieces of heirloom jewelry in your home that you've owned that has been passed down, and you're likely going to pass that down again. However, if you're not planning on passing that down and you would like to get some money, you can sell that jewelry, and True Booth is looking to buy it. Also, gold, if you've got that on hand, which is pretty at a high price here, True Booth is paying top dollar for it, even more so if you want to turn that into store credit. It doesn't matter if the jewelry you have is gold that you don't wear anymore or is broken. He'll still buy it from you. You need to give him a call and talk to him about it. 260-0066. That'll put you in touch with True Booth. He is the owner and operator of Heirloom Jewelers. Has been since 2015. His grandparents opened the store in 77. He knows his jewelry, folks, and he knows what he's talking about. Plus, he's the only employee there, so you're always going to get the owner when you call that number and talk to them. 260-0066. They're located on Vaughn Road near Watchman Drive, but they're also on Facebook and Instagram, and you can find pictures of their jewelry, their inventory, online at heirloomjewelers.com.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Now, I'm not sure if we have one or two, because line two is always flaky.
No, we don't have line two.
Just one.
Okay.
But the game is called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. You're going to hear somebody tell a story here, and what you have to decide is whether this odd story were the actions of a little kid being a little kid or a drunk adult behaving like a juvenile delinquent.
If somebody calls right now, and there is a ringer,
All right, we'll have two contestants. So here is the story.
I think I dropped a deuce on a cartilage. Yeah.
He dropped a what?
I don't like the story.
Okay, we're going to do another one.
All right, let's do this one instead.
All right.
Why is it?
Okay, so my brother and I one day were in the house, and he decided that he wanted to play with lighter. Well, we couldn't find anything to light the fireplace with, so he grabbed a bunch of money that my mom had stashed.
Oh.
And so he lit it and threw it in the fireplace. Well, one of the dollar bills ended up on the carpet, and we burned down the house.
Whoa! That's quite a story. Well,
that's...
I mean, you want to say little kid, but they throw us curves all the time.
Yeah.
Things that may sound obvious.
David was the first one in. Well, if David gets this wrong, Jimmy is our winner.
You want to hear it again, David, or did you hear it? Hey, David, are you there? Hi, David.
Yes.
You want to hear it again?
No, I have. I've got
okay.
It.
Okay, all right. What do you think?
I'm going to say that's a kid.
All right, little kid, let's...
I'm leaning that way.
I'm leaning that way, too.
Watch, we'll all be surprised.
Yes, so we were little, but my mom was drunk. Yes, because thank God she had insurance.
How do we go there?
Well, the mother was drunk, but the mother didn't do this. The kids did it.
She told the story, so you're right, little kid.
I think it was a little kid.
David got it. And,
ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I can give you the real dinger.
There you go. All right.
And we're going to give bonus entries to Jimmy.
Sorry, Jimmy,
we're going to play again tomorrow. You have a chance tomorrow.
Yeah, call back again tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, 824. Here is 1819 News.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
Mobile's police chief, Paul Prine, says there's no way to reconcile the issues that have emerged between him and the leadership of that city. Prine now plans on retiring after he was placed on administrative leave last week. Prine spoke at a rally in Municipal Park in Mobile with almost 300 people attending in order to support him. Prine gave credit to God for his strength and grace in years prior to Prine becoming a police chief and said that it is God who he reports to. 53-year-old Prine pointed out how the crime rate was sky high in Mobile just 2.5 years ago before he assumed office. Prine also said he will be announcing a timeline for his retirement soon. He concluded his speech by saying we're all flawed and in need of a savior, and that God is in charge and will do all of the exposing necessary. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Two tractor trailers were shot in Macon County this past weekend. The truck drivers were traveling down Interstate 85 in the early morning hours of Saturday when gunfire hit the cabs and shattered the windows. The drivers were able to pull off the road and then saw two vehicles drive by them that also fired again. No one was injured. Police are now looking for the drivers of those vehicles. And in Birmingham, a man was found dead from a gunshot wound next to a tow truck. That truck was in the driveway of a home on Maple Avenue. The victim was found on Saturday night and pronounced dead at the scene. Police are seeking to notify next of kin. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Injured in a car wreck? I'm Johnny Adams, the attorney you need to know.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
It's 827. Here's a little memory test who've been with us for a long time. We first introduced you to this lady back in 2008.
You tax us when we're born. You tax us when we're dead. You tax us when we eat. You tax us when we sleep. You tax us every which way. Get off of my back.
That one never gets old.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
You need a renovation without the complications. Call Fab Innovations today.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-20.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour. April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. I'm the only one who walk across a mile. tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. If I only wanted to. I'm Not Broken Tour.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
America's very optimistic this morning. News Talk 93.1 FM.
For some reason.
Yeah, we were just discussing that.
We never know why.
No. Especially with things starting to amp up in the Middle East. Brant will join us this afternoon at 5:15. But if situations... In fact, it says right here the average person spends 8 hours stressing instead of just sitting down and doing the taxes.
Yeah.
And I totally relate with that. I was behind 3 years in the early 80s. I just couldn't bring myself to plow through the suitcase full of receipts and crap.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, these two guys came to the station. They were media accountants.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
media?
You heard me correctly.
Media?
They did media people. I told them, I said, I haven't filed since 79, man. I'm like 3 years behind. This is... We'll do it. I said, well, I'm not organized. I have all... Just bring me the suitcase full of your stuff. And then, like, a month later, I got 3 refunds in the mail.
Wow.
And felt really stupid. Why didn't I do this?
Why weren't you arrested if you hadn't filed that time?
Always better to have an accountant if you've got deductions. Because if they... And I went through an audit. And it was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
I was allowed every single deduction I claimed. But that's when I was married to Loon number two. And they didn't take any of hers. And guess who got to pay for her mistake?
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's kind of how it works. Anyway, if you want to learn how to grow and protect your money during these uncertain times, and I'm being kind, call Brant and make an appointment to sit down and chat with the team at Avista Advisors, 387-0094. No sales pitch. In fact, we had a great call the other day from somebody who brought his mom had a situation. So I'm going to bring my mother over to see Brant. And he called back to say thank you for that recommendation.
No, that's great.
There's a picture of me and Gene Kranz.
I see that. That is really that is such an honor.
I am thinking of posting it just to address the moon deniers. Because when Gene was on the show, he was played by Ed Harris in Apollo 13.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was... more in awe of him maybe than any other guest I've ever had in the studio.
I can imagine.
And he's such a humble guy. But I did ask him, I said, you know, because Buzz Aldrin had just had a conversation with some idiot in New York over the, you know, you guys didn't go to the moon. He said that it would have required somewhere around 400,000 people to be complicit in the same lie. With no whistleblowers, nobody say, wait a minute, you know, this whole thing was fake. Nobody did that.
Yeah.
And with that number of people, you'd think somebody would step up.
Now, your moon interview, moon guy, who was that again?
That was Charlie Duke.
Charlie Duke.
Who is still alive.
Was that on the phone, or is that...
That was on the phone. That was on the phone. He was in Huntsville promoting... he was at the Space and Rocket Center up in Huntsville. He was promoting the release of a new Omega watch thing. They got in touch with me and said, hey, would you like to interview? And we were doing the video game show at the time, but I said, yes, I do not care. We didn't talk about video games that day. We talked about the moon.
Now, he's still alive.
He is still alive, 90-some-odd years old.
How many do we have that's still alive?
I believe we have three or four. I think it's three.
And Buzz is still around, Charlie, and one other. The guy that orbited the moon on Apollo 11, he just passed away a year or two ago.
Yep.
836.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
If you have what I still call Twitter, or if you have Facebook, you look up, go down to my comments, you'll see a map of what happened on this day in 2011. It's called the Forgotten Outbreak. It was 5 dozen tornadoes, 13 strong tornadoes, including 4 dead in Autauga County. But it's called the Forgotten Outbreak because 12 days later, we had the biggest outbreak in U.S. history, and that was on April 27th. Anyway, this is a big tornado month in Alabama. But today, it's beautiful. Nice day, mostly sunny, warm, high in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 58. Tomorrow, mid-80s again, limited sunshine with sun filtering through some high clouds. Mostly cloudy Wednesday. I've got us dry right now. A weakening front approaches, but I think the showers will fade out before they get here. And then 86 on Thursday, good bit of sun before widely scattered showers return Friday. Right now, this morning, clear skies. It's already 60 at 8:37.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Our morning Maroonie.
What? Morning Maroonie?
Trying to talk through a sneeze. Our morning Maroonie are coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now we're... head back to the traffic thumb, Skipper, 838.
Well, we had another accident a few moments ago, 4300 block Mobile Highway. That's going to be right in front of the raceway there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Still got one-lane traffic, I-85 southbound into Montgomery. This is right before Chantilly Parkway. If you're coming in, please use caution. Big backup of traffic there earlier. And we had an accident also on Norman Bridge Road right before East South Boulevard. Three vehicles were involved in it. We're hoping they're about to clear that one, but please use caution. We're still very busy all over the city. Larry Liveoak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Everyone that eats 3 meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Back Endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid by Dobson for Congress.
Pardon me. Listener Colleen F. just sent me a really cute video. It's a dog impersonating an elephant.
What?
Man, my sinuses are like stinging here.
I've had some throat issues because of the stupid pollen.
Has it been worse this year?
Well,
or am I just hallucinating?
This is one of the worst weeks far as the numbers.
Anyway, poorly timed. Our Morning Maroon nominee's just a couple of minutes away.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 15th, 1997, the world welcomed little baby Maisie Williams. Let's listen in as the Game of Thrones star enters the world.
Congratulations, it's a girl. What are you going to name her?
A girl has no name.
Oh.
Maisie Williams, a star is born.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math. Dunce cap, cause you can't.
It's 8:44 on this time, 93.1 FM, WACV. Coming up, find out how long it takes the average kid to become bored. And I think that time is shrinking. But in the meantime,
it is.
Salute the dumbest of the dumb, starting with two men caught on camera destroying millions of years of old rock formations at Lake Mead National Recreation Area.
People, again, I feel like humans were a mistake.
These two were. They were pushing boulders off with their children dangerously close by.
Why?
Here is Public Information Officer John Haynes talking about the destruction these idiots did.
It takes millions of years for these rock formations to form, and then you get a few idiots out there that are destroying all that work of nature. It's pretty appalling. It's kind of disgusting. Why would you even do something like this? Like why on earth would you do this to this area that's so beautiful? It's one of my favorite places in the park.
Yeah, it's something that's also can be a felony, but on average they can do 6 months in jail or pay a $5,000 fine or both. So nobody's walking away from that one unscathed. From our correspondent Doc Green, police were called to Pelham, Georgia over a domestic situation. When they arrived at the house, they found a very disturbing scene. Blood and feathers covered the living quarters as screams arose from the kitchen. When those responders entered the kitchen, they saw a man trying to force a woman's head into a deep fryer. They de-escalated the situation. It turns out that the couple, Tony and Diana, had met on chickenlove.com.
I haven't been there in a long time. Chickenlove.com?
Chickenlove.com.
Yeah.
I hate to hear what happens at that place.
He was looking for a partner to complete his happy chicken farm, and Diana seemed to be the woman of his dreams until he brought her to the farm. He says he genuinely thought she shared the same love for chickens as him. So when he decided to invite her over, he was horrified that she began butchering his chickens. When questioned why he was trying to stuff her head into the fryer, his response was, "She wanted to fry my chicken, so I was going to fry her ass." Her defense, she thought the website was for those who love fried chicken.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay.
And she thought Tony had invited her over for a night of chicken fried romance.
Wow.
Diana Bentley has been charged with 11 counts of animal cruelty, 11 counts of destruction of personal property. She's held without bond.
Well,
Tony has been charged with assault and battery with a weapon and attempted murder. He, too, is being held without bond.
Well, at least I know that URL is not available.
Yeah. Chickenlove.com.
Jesus.
And
wow.
Our final nominee is a healthcare worker in Iowa, specializing in acupuncture, mm-hmm. in trouble, had a patient laying face down on the mat, proceeded to insert the needles in the designated locations.
Yeah.
And then since the patient had to lay there motionless for a while, thought a nurse would be looking over, went home to run a quick errand, but he fell asleep and forgot about the patient. The patient waited 2 hours after the session was supposed to end, then pulled the needles out by themselves, keeping in mind that these are hooked needles, okay?
Yeah.
The worker's name is Xiaodong Dave Wang. Repeating, Xiaodong Dave Wang. What?
Wang!
That's what I thought you said.
But his friends call him Chow.
The State Board of Medicine has fined him $500. His license is up for renewal this year. The patient wasn't hurt, just confused. And kind of an honorary, I have no other place to put this one, but a teacher in Canada was fired for participating on a reality TV show.
Maybe.
You know who they hired to replace her?
No.
Herself.
That's confusing.
I don't.
The president of the local teachers union said, "Funny image. We fire a teacher in the middle of a shortage and then hire her back a few days later to replace herself," said.
Because they couldn't get anybody else, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Well, look at all the places, medical facilities, begging for nurses right. who wouldn't take the poisonous vaccine they were being mandated to do, got fired. Now they're begging to get them back.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. So who's the dumbest of the
dumb? That first one.
The rock formation
guy. The rock formation guy, yeah. Lead story.
Always. I liked all of them, to be honest with you, but still, that rock formation.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
And dumb later, I'll be on chickenlove.com.
Wait, was that the website name?
Yeah.
Chickenlove.com. You look at that up. I'm talking about Adam's drugs. That's a foul idea, Rich.
I'm scared.
That's a foul idea.
8:50 is the time Adam's Drugs has been establishing themselves each and every day over 62 years. Those of you who travel Atlanta Highway, how many closed pharmacy locations do you see there now? If you just go from like Taylor Road
Yeah.
Down to Coliseum Boulevard, there's a bunch. Those are, you think the national chains, they would be the ones that, no, it's Adams Drugs that has 12 locations that are absolutely going to be there, not going to be bought up or become part of something else. In fact, some people also got victimized by grocery store pharmacies. The grocery store closed, the pharmacy got sold, and so did all their health information. Adams Drugs is going to be there for you with the best customer service on the planet because they know the most important thing is building relationships. So from the first time you visit and get that welcome Mayberry-esque feeling, you know that they've got people dedicated to customer satisfaction. And that's what you receive. They have time. Time to discuss a prescription with you. Time to consult on an over-the-counter solution. Beautiful gift shops. And I say it's a plus. But if you need a candy bar and a soda to feel better, you can get that too. At Adams Drugs. They can also help organize your medications so that they're all available on the same date. They have vitamin programs and more, and four have health clinics for flu shots and more. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you and get ready for the best customer service you'll find in any pharmacy anywhere. Final update with Skipper, 851.
Well, we had an accident a few minutes ago, East Boulevard at Kalmar Drive. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Other than that, looking pretty good around the area. After a few accidents, those have cleared. And we're looking good on I-65 and 85 now. Light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards are still a bit busy, but no major problems there. Prattville, Millbrook, with Duncan giving us all clears at the moment. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Whipple J, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Every Thursday at Riverwalk Stadium is Thirsty Thursday, with the Biscuits offering half off all 16-ounce domestic drafts and souvenir sodas. Come and quench your thirst on Thursdays. Visit us at BiscuitsBaseball.com. Call us at 323-BALL.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. please call 334-281-8008 or visit mlmclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I just believe that anybody making over $250,000 a year should go back to the income tax rates we were paying under Bill Clinton.
That's not a tax raise, Ron. That's called fairness.
It's beginning to look a lot like taxes are going up again. Paying my fair share, but the government doesn't care. It's got lots and lots more it would like to spend. It's beginning to look a lot like taxes are rising and it's bleak. And it really must be sweet with trillions at your feet that you can spend on a toilet seat.
Well, the guy in the White House right now, if you're making $250,000 when he took office, it's worth about $193,000, I think, if my math is correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's the impact of inflation. And the whole idea that because you're successful, you should be punished harder. Well, we hear a lot of...
Fire.
Fire?
Yeah, in Montgomery, we call this Monday.
Uh-huh. We have time to play one more little kid or adult just because I want to finish this group off.
Okay.
So let's give it a listen.
I got into the coffee beans thinking that they were jelly beans and I threw up everywhere.
I'm going to go with a little kid.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a little kid on this one.
I'm going to go drunk adult.
Might as well.
What do you say?
I was a drunk adult.
Oh!
Like we said.
I just grabbed a whole handful and just started munching on them. And I don't know if y'all have ever decided to eat coffee beans or coffee grounds. Oh. They will make you throw up everywhere.
Well, that's not on my list today.
Somebody was selling chocolate, dark chocolate-coated coffee beans that were really good, but I can't remember the brand or where I got them. I haven't had those in a long time.
Have you ever ground coffee?
Oh, yeah. I have my own grinder.
Oh, okay.
I grind my own beans.
Ah.
Leslie Nielsen, Naked Gun, 2.5. 30% of CEOs, this is an interesting thing on the shorter work week.
Yeah.
30% of CEOs are now thinking of shifting away from the 5-day work week. Although, if you go to almost any doctor's office here in town,
they're closed on Friday.
Or they close at noon. They do a half a day.
Yeah.
A lot of us would be willing to work the same number of hours to make it happen. And frankly, I have toyed with the idea of working Monday through Thursday in the afternoon.
Yeah, taking Friday off, sure.
Yeah.
Give you something to look forward to every Friday.
So if I retire half a day at a time, I got another 10 years.
Aren't you signed for
that math
years?
Works out? Yeah.
I am.
What are you signed for?
Till death do us part.
Yeah.
Pretty much that's it. So, anyway, thanks for a great time here on Tax Day. At least we had a few laughs while a lot of people are ruining what the government is taking from them today and what they plan to do with it, which is always even worse. And I'm sure that'll be a topic of discussion today with our friends at Alabama Unfiltered. Great chemistry on that show. They play well together, as they say. The rising star of the talk show medium here in town, that would be young Joey, along with sidekick Eddie. Joey will be here at noon. And then this afternoon, I will be in, and David Blackman joins us for the Idiocracy from 3:15 to 5:00.